In Los Angeles, federal authorities have arrested two members of the militant Jewish Defense League for plotting to bomb a local mosque and the office of Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, a Lebanese-American. The arrests were made Tuesday night and announced yesterday. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Irving Rubin, chairman of the Jewish Defense League, and Earl Krugel, a member of the JDL, were arrested without incident Tuesday night after a confidential source delivered 5 pounds of explosive powder to Krugel's home. A search of Krugel's home also turned up a number of firearms, some of which were loaded, in addition to the rest of the materials needed to make the bombs. Two charges have been brought against Rubin and Krugel: conspiracy to destroy a building by means of an explosive, and possession of a destructive device in relation to a crime of violence. In announcing the arrests, U.S. Attorney John Gordon pointed out that shortly after the September 11th attacks, he promised that his office would vigorously prosecute hate crimes.
Last night's arrest confirmed that we meant what we said. If you cross the line from expressing your political or religious beliefs to committing violent acts against those whose beliefs are offensive to you, then you will likely end up facing federal prosecution on charges carrying extremely long prison sentences.
According to the complaint, federal authorities were approached by the confidential source in mid-October. The source had been a member of the JDL, who said he was recruited as a teenager and had committed prior crimes on behalf of the organization. He attended several meetings with Rubin and Krugel while wearing a hidden recording device. John Gordon said the recordings give a hint of the defendant's motivations.
Their primary motivation was to send a, quote, wake-up call or terrorize Muslims or Arabs and alert the local, if not national, community to the JDL's commitment to attack those targets.
A number of possible targets were discussed during the meetings, according to the complaint, but the King Fahd Mosque and Congressman Daryl Issa's district office were not settled on until the night of the arrests. Issa is a Lebanese-American and a Christian who serves on the House Committee on International Relations and supports peace negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. He spoke at the Capitol yesterday, expressing shock that he'd been targeted.
Like most Americans, I hope and wish there is a peaceful resolution to the Middle East conflict. Unfortunately, there are extremists on both sides who oppose a peaceful resolution and instead choose violence. Although this plot apparently involved members of the Jewish Defense League, I know that Jewish Americans are appalled to hear of a plot like this originated in their community.
Rubin and Krugel allegedly targeted buildings, not people. But U.S. Attorney John Gordon says that shouldn't be considered a humanitarian impulse.
The comments that were made regarding not going after a human target are almost always in the context of being afraid to draw heat upon the JDL. In fact, at one point, you'll see in the affidavit that Krugel does say, when the informant expresses some question or concern about possibly blowing somebody up, Krugel said, c'est la vie. That's life, somewhat like Timothy McVeigh's collateral damage type viewpoint.
Both Rubin and Krugel have been ordered held without bail. If convicted on both charges, they could be sentenced to 35 years in prison. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.